This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Heavy winds and a high tide are lashing parts of eastern India and neighboring Bangladesh as a cyclone moves ashore, where more than 1.1 million people have been evacuated. Sustained winds of up to 87 miles per hour are blowing, but the storm is forecast to weaken Wednesday. West Bengal State's top official says 20,000 mud huts and temporary shelters for the poor have been damaged. TV images show knee-deep water in a beach resort town and wind-whipping palm trees. Cyclone Yas has already caused two deaths and damaged homes before the landfall and comes amid a coronavirus surge, with both complicating relief efforts. As it looks to shore up the Mideast ceasefire, the U.S. is now vowing to help Palestinians rebuild Gaza after it was heavily damaged by Israeli airstrikes. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
First in Jerusalem and then in the West Bank, Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledged the U.S. will help support Palestinians, not only through aid, but by restoring ties.
The United States will be moving forward with the process to reopen our consulate in Jerusalem.
The office had been in charge of diplomatic relations with Palestinians, but Donald Trump infuriated them by downgrading its operations. Blinken told Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu that they both must use the ceasefire to address underlying challenges to peace. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Egypt on the next leg of a diplomatic mission aimed at shoring up the ceasefire that ended the 11-day war between Israel and Hamas. He was scheduled to hold talks Wednesday with Egypt's president. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin will sit down for talks in Geneva on June 16th amid sharp disputes over election interference, cyber attacks, human rights, and Ukraine. Both countries have lowered expectations for breakthroughs at the summit, with neither in a mood to make concessions on their many disagreements. The United States on Tuesday called for the setting up of a second phase of an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus, with international experts allowed to evaluate its sources in the early days of the outbreak. U.S. Health Secretary Xavier Becerra said in a video message to the annual ministerial meeting of the World Health Organization that phase two of the COVID origin study must be launched with terms of reference that are transparent, science-based, and give international experts the independence to fully assess the source of the virus in the early days of the outbreak. The European Union expects to have received more than 1 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines by the end of September from four drug makers, according to a document presented to EU leaders on Tuesday. According to an inside source, a special grand jury has been impaneled to consider evidence surrounding former President Donald Trump's business dealings. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The seating of a new special grand jury suggests that the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is moving towards seeking criminal charges stemming from its two-year investigation into matters like hush money payments to women on Donald Trump's behalf, property valuations, employee compensation, and other items that may have come to light from Trump's tax records. District Attorney Cyrus Vance had been using an investigative grand jury, but this new panel could be asked to consider returning indictments. The Washington Post reports the grand jury will meet 3 days a week for 6 months and will work on other cases besides the Trump investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tuesday was a big day for almost half a dozen members of the UN Security Council. They set foot in the chamber for a meeting for the first time. The ambassadors from five countries elected to the council for a two-year term starting January 1st got their first chance to sit in their chairs at the horseshoe-shaped council table Tuesday. So did Britain's ambassador. The last time the 15-member council met in person in the chamber was on December 7th. It was during the pandemic before vaccines were available, and not all council members were happy there. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.